The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 3 Podcast.
Welcome back to our show as we continue here on what's been a busy, busy afternoon. The news is pretty obvious from Auburn today that Hugh Freeze has been, or will about to be named the Auburn coach. Hugh Freeze did a lot of things at Liberty. Probably one of his greatest accomplishments was getting Malik Willis from Auburn, who was going nowhere there, and he turned him into a mega star. And completely reversed his prospects and turned into an NFL prospect, a major NFL prospect. His last 2 years, though, things did trail off, going 8-5 and 8-4. This year, he lost his final home game as rumors were beginning to surface that he could be going to Auburn on Saturday, 49-14, to an absolutely terrible team, New Mexico State. But he did beat a number of important teams, including Arkansas this year in Fayetteville and BYU. So a lot of good comes with the bad. It will be recounted many times about why he was fired, or why we think he was fired at Ole Miss back in 2017. But ultimately, that did not dissuade Auburn from making the decision to offer Hugh Freeze the job. Augie is up next in New Orleans. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Terrible weekend in College Station. I told you, I think you saw it coming, too. You saw it coming possibly in Arkansas or A&M, and it happened. So the historic LSU came through. They blow one, they should win. And, you know, regardless of what happened, BK did the most with what he had, which wasn't much. But, Paul, Hugh Freeze, we've been calling Hugh Freeze for the last 2 years, right? Somewhere. He was coming somewhere. So now we know he's
going to get an SEC job. He'd gotten the invisible green light about a year or two ago, and he was always coming back somewhere. Exactly where, we weren't sure.
But, Paul, do you realize you had a heavy hand in helping rehabilitate you, right? You understand your role in this, don't you?
I'm not sure I do, but please tell me.
You had him on your show a number of times, and you were quite generous to him. And I think that went a long way in bringing Hugh Freeze out of the closet and into the light. I think you had a big role in helping his rehabilitation. And I think Auburn's got a hell of a coach. You know, I've always been in the Hugh Freeze train, and I think they got the best available coach out there. What do you think?
Well, first of all, as far as what role we played, it all stems from that conversation that evening I spent with him. As you know, Augie, you've heard me tell the story. I did see something unique that night, and we decided to let him come on a couple of weeks after that, or whenever it was, and he's come back a number of times. And he's a very soft-spoken, decent man when he's talking about things of importance, like his faith. And, you know, what person hasn't fallen? That was the argument that I think he made, and he made a very compelling argument. Now, there's going to be a lot of squaring with what happened and this decision, but, you know, some of the things that he was fired for are still unknown to this day. You hear the phrase university phone and escort service. I'm not really sure what that means, Augie. I don't think it's impossible to try to discern what that means. But you know, I've never heard. He's never talked about that. All he did that night with me was talk about his asking for forgiveness. He told me what I said earlier, and I'm not going to keep repeating it. In relation to his wife. In his mind, he made some judgment errors, but he never betrayed his wife's trust.
Well, I think Auburn's got themselves a hell of a coach, and you need to get him on as soon as you can, Paul, because I think he owes you a bit of in helping redeem himself. I think he owes you, so he should give you the first interview. Anyway, thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Augie. Mike is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Mike.
You know, I lived in Birmingham for a long time, and I got the Birmingham News and the Post-Herald. You used to read your columns all the time, sports columns. And, you know, nobody has to make excuses for anybody because it is what it is, and you did what you did, and you pay for it, and then you move on. But I think Auburn made a really good hire in Hugh Freeze. I really do.
Well, I think they made what you have to make, and that's the best available hire you can make. You can't just create something out of the clear blue sky. They identified two people to be the next Auburn coach, Hugh Freeze and Lane Kiffin. And there was a lot of debate about which one they should hire. Here's where it got interesting. Same man represents both coaches. And you never know what exactly is going on. And one thing I do know, being in the business, that 99% of the information that you read about a coaching search comes from the coach's agent. And I don't mean directly. Jimmy Sexton has an office full of people whose job it is to manipulate the media and to leak information. He's not doing it himself. He's got other things going on. So you're getting conflicting stories, and it's hard to really decipher what is true and what is not. Within seconds of the Lane Kiffin story the other day coming out on ESPN that he was out of the Auburn search, the next coach was Hugh Freeze. Where does that come from? That comes from Sexton. I mean, that is not a mystery. That is well known to people inside our industry. So I don't know whether Hugh Freeze was really first or second. I think he was second. I think they thought they had a shot at Kiffin. They went for it. They didn't get him. So then they said, we'll go get Hugh Freeze. It took 2 days longer than some people expected. I suspect that there were a few things they had to get through in feeling comfortable, and they got through them today.
Well, thank you, Paul. I mean, all I can tell you is War Eagle, and my wife's South Carolina fan, but I'm happy with the hire.
Thank you very much. And I will, by the end of the week, everyone will be happy. There's going to be some I've never followed a coaching search, with the possible exception of Nick Saban, when there weren't naysayers. That's not a good hire. I don't like that. Usually people, we're fans. I mean, I spend a lot of time studying and talking about the personalities, and they do matter. But what matters more than that? What happens on Saturday? That's ultimately how you are defined as a football coach. And, you know, the funniest, nicest guys in the world get fired if they can't win. Ed Ogeron was a blast to hang around with. He was funny. He was charismatic. He won a national championship, and he got fired. Why? Because he was running the program into the ground the next 2 years. Hugh Freeze got fired at Ole Miss for things that had nothing to do with football. He escaped. He skated the NCAA allegations. The school was behind him on that. I mean, how many times do we hear from the former athletic director there? That didn't bother them. He got caught up in a personal scandal. And you heard Wetzel explain why earlier. He overcame that. Liberty hired him, a school that the Baptist University, scandal-free. We'll take a short break. Back after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And Billy is up next in Tennessee. Hey, Billy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I got a question for you. You know, I've been watching football since I was knee-high to a toddler.
Yes, sir.
And just like last week's ranking, Tennessee beat Alabama. They beat LSU. But yet, they got put behind Alabama and LSU, even though they had the same wins and losses. And if you flip that around, and Alabama had beat Tennessee, and LSU had beat Tennessee, and they still had the same record, well, everybody in the world would be having a fit. You'd be getting more calls than you know what to do with.
Yeah, you know, I agree. I think Tennessee was paid a stiff price for the South Carolina loss. It will be interesting to see if the CFP committee doesn't adjust that this week, now that we realize that was not an aberration, that South Carolina really was playing phenomenally well at the end of the year by beating Clemson. I'm not sure it matters, but I do think Tennessee ought to be part of the conversation when we're talking about Ohio State, Alabama, for that final spot if carnage occurs. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very, very much. Let's check in with James next in Alabama. Hey, James.
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Hey, got a couple of questions for you. Just want to know, when do you believe Alabama's going to fire the defensive?
Well, here's what I think is going on there, James. I think Nick Saban really likes Pete Golding. So my gut feeling is that he's not going to fire him outright. He's going to try to help him get another job.
I see. Well, we need to get him gone.
I suspect both coordinators are going to be gone, and the offensive guy will go back to the NFL where he belongs, and Golden, Saban will do everything he can to get Golden a job somewhere as a head coach at a small school.
Hey, that's great. That's good news for me because they're not tackling. I can't take it. I've been in pain for about 2 years, and they're not tackling.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. And by the way, a lot of you are hitting me up about my comments on Liberty University. I do follow the news. Joe is up next. Hey, Joe. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Paul. Did I hear you correctly earlier that you think, I mean, you just actually said it again as I was on hold, that you think Tennessee should still be in the conversation about making the playoffs?
No, I don't think Tennessee should or Alabama should, for that matter. I was just simply saying if you're going to include Alabama, I think you probably should include Tennessee as well.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, all those Alabama fans still living in fantasy land that they're going to make it somehow. It's kind of interesting
to
hear.
I don't think any of these scenarios are going to develop. I think Southern Cal is going to wrap it up on Friday night and TCU on Saturday, and Sunday is going to be one of the most boring days in the history of the CFP, which we all thought was not going to be the case a couple of weeks ago. Let's check out Dougie up next in Alabama.
Hey, Paul.
Hello.
This is Dougie Fresh from Huntsville, Alabama. I was listening to your show earlier tonight, this afternoon, and you said you thought Ohio State ought to go ahead of Alabama because they actually played the who they had played. Well, I've seen on TV Saturday.
I said who they have beaten.
Yeah, who they have beaten. Okay, well, I seen on TV Saturday where Ohio State's got the strength of schedule is number 69, and Alabama's strength of schedule is 8.
That's so, true.
Does that mean Alabama's played tougher opponents?
Well, I think that's obvious, yes.
Okay, but even if
you can do anything you want with it. And again, we're talking about a hypothetical, but to me, if you're going into the CFP, I want a team that's capable of beating another good team, and I don't think either one of them beat what I would call a great team. Alabama beat two or three what I would call average teams. Ohio State beat at least a team that's going to be ranked in the top 10.
Oh yeah,
and that's Penn State on the road by double digits. I mean that's no way to pick a CFP entrant, but that's where we are right now.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, if PC was to lose and USC was to lose, I think we ought to move ahead of Ohio State into the playoff.
Well, I'm not surprised by that, but to me, Alabama also had five games that came down to the final couple of seconds. Ohio State they had two close calls, but they were dominant. They played brilliantly for the most part until the end of the year. Hey, thanks for the call. I don't really like either school, for that matter, as deserving CFP school. But this, by the way, this imagine 2 years from now when we're talking about the 13th, 14th, and 15th best teams and comparing 8-4 resumes. Douglas is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Douglas.
Hey, Paul. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I'm rethinking this thing. To get on your show, I'm going to have to come up with my own name instead. And since it's Willie Douglas Bowler, I'm going to go with Willie B from now on. That's what we call our Weisbrice Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And Paul, I got about three comments on all the callers today. I want you to relax. The SEC refs are doing their job. They're going to ensure Georgia is a winner and goes in undefeated. That you can count on. And I'm a Georgia fan, but, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. The SEC is going to help the winners out. Alabama should know that. They've been getting it for years. Number two, I don't want to, talk over you, Paul, but wouldn't it be great if Auburn promoted Carnell Williams to associate head coach? Gave him an opportunity to get a promotion, learned the business of being a head football coach, got him out of coaching running backs, and let him recruit and be an associate head coach. I think that would be a win-win to the program and a win-win for Coach Williams.
I think that what you said is in the cards. I think Auburn is well aware of the public outcry for Carnell Williams, and they know that there's more than a few people who are disappointed that he's not getting the job, but I think that will be handled, and I think it will be handled quickly. I think it'll be the very first thing that Hugh Freeze does, and he knows that. One thing about Hugh Freeze, he is pretty smart. He can read a room very well. Johnny B is up next.
Hey, Paul, it's Johnny B from Spruce Pine, Alabama. I like the way that other guy come up with it. We got to have our own little names. You had
Absolutely.
A Johnny from Alabama earlier, and it scared me. I initially was calling in about the people like in the glass houses throwing stones over this hire. You like nobody else has ever messed up.
No.
And then before you went off the air a while ago, I'm probably going to need to find out who your attorney is, because you made that comment about Liberty and Miller Lite came out of my nose, and that burned pretty bad.
Well, I have to admit, Johnny B, I have read volumes on what happened with Jerry Falwell Jr. and his wife and the pool boy and all that. It was sometimes I try to entertain myself, and it's also, have you ever been to church on Sunday? And the minister, I had a very prominent minister tell me this once. He looks out there and he looks like everybody is sleeping. And he'll talk very slowly, and then all of a sudden he goes to like 10 on the volume. That was a shot across the bow to see if anyone out there was paying attention.
That's what happened to me. I was dozing at church one day, and as I was coming to, they said, stand up. And so I stood up, and everybody started clapping. They said, is there anybody else here who wants to donate $5,000 to the church? And I'm like, oh, this is exactly right.
No, that's an old clergy trick, and I tried it for the first time here. Just I'm not throwing stones at Liberty University. That was a very ugly scandal that occurred, and I know everybody has apologized for it.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call, and you have a good evening.
Thank you. I shouldn't do that anymore, should I? Pete Thamel from ESPN is reporting that Hugh Freeze's deal with Auburn is 6 years at an average of $6.5 million. So if you're doing the math, they were probably going to have to pay Lane Kiffin $10 million a year. So they saved $3.5 million over 6 years. How much money is that? That's about 20...
About
18, 19
million.
Well, let's see. Six times... $21.5 million. They've saved $21.5 million that they can now use elsewhere. They got a bargain. Hugh Freeze doubled his salary, and Auburn saved $21.5 million, which is exactly covers the Gus Malzahn buyout. It doesn't cover the 15.5 on the last guy, whatever his name was. We will take a short break. We're back with more.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hey, welcome back here on a very busy afternoon where news has been breaking left and right. You thought we would be talking about all the games on Saturday and what the CFP could look like and who's still alive, but the news has broken that Hugh Freeze is going to be the new Auburn coach. Announcement imminent. And that has gotten a lot of reaction. Hugh Freeze returns to the SEC after leaving Ole Miss right before the 2017 season. Let's check out Rick in Southern California. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. It's been a while. Hope you're doing well, man.
We're doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. Hey, listen, I've got a couple of comments. One, I'll respond to Daryl. Telling us about Georgia's situation and how amazing they are for reloading every year and doing what they've done. That's what Bama's been doing for the past, decade and a half?
Right.
Every year they lose, 8-10 guys and do the same thing. So you're not doing anything that hasn't already been done quite a few times. So, and also, as far as the hire, I think it's a great hire. I don't know how anybody can complain about it. Yeah, the guy's made some mistakes, but as they say, haven't we all, number one. And number two, I don't think you'll hear a word about this when they're 11-0, playing in the Iron Bowl against Alabama. They'll be cheering him on just like they would any other great coach. So I think it's a wonderful hire for Auburn. Congratulations to them. And it's going to be nice to have that have Auburn back relevant again. And on another note, as far as the playoffs are concerned, I'm a six-decade Alabama fan. I think this is all a moot point because I think TCU and USC take care of business. Alabama has zero reason to be complaining about this or have any kind of claim to be in that Final Four playoff spot. That's ridiculous. Number one, we've already talked about it, losing two games. I understand they were on the road, but you can't lose two games and expect to be considered for a playoff spot. However, I will say this. If Alabama's playing any of those teams, not named Georgia, guess who's going to be the favorite? Over Michigan, over TCU, over USC, Alabama would still be the favorite. And you and I wouldn't bet a nickel against Alabama against those teams. So I will say that. But, yeah, I don't think Alabama has any business being in this playoff.
You know something, Rick, that's the problem. I've had some friends of mine say, you know, Alabama deserves to be in there, and they've used the betting line as the example. And the problem is you can go broke using the betting line with Alabama because they're always favored, as you know. That's why they're so exasperating to watch.
Right. That doesn't mean that they're going to win these games just because they're favored. No, they do not deserve to be there. In fact, I think Ohio State has a much better claim, even though they did get boat raced at home. I mean, that kind of thing happens. And Alabama could just as easily have lost four games this season. So, diehard Alabama fan, but they don't deserve it. Let's move on, Alabama fans. I'm going to be cheering on Georgia. I hope they do it again. Thanks for taking the call, Paul.
Thank you very, very much. Great to have you on. Let's continue with more. And Andy is up next. Hello, Andy.
Hey, Paul. I was calling because I talked to John Cohen's assistant this morning and the president's assistant this mm-hmm. morning about hiring Hugh Freeze.
Yes, sir. Tell us about it.
The reason being is because I watched a video last night from Will Herring on TikTok
mm-hmm.
about his support for Hugh Freeze and why he should be the coach. And I was able to get in touch with Auburn's assistants and told them to watch the video and told them the information that I had. Yeah,
by the way,
Andy,
for those of us who have not been on TikTok watching this video, what's the upshot of it?
Okay. Will Herring, he knows some of the family members.
No, just tell us what the video says. We don't need all the details. We just want to know what is it about?
Will Herring was stating that Hugh Freeze is a man of integrity. And that he is the right fit for all.
Okay. By the way, Andy, question. You've talked to a couple of assistants. Have you talked to my assistant today?
No, I tried calling ESPN.
And by the way, do you know why you haven't talked to my assistant today, Randy?
Why is that?
Because I don't have an assistant. And I don't want one. Rick is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, man?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Paul, I got a question here. When does scheduling come into matter? You know, wouldn't Alabama be undefeated with Ohio State's or USC's schedule? Thanks, Paul. I love the show.
It's a great question. I don't need to go through the whole schedule because the only games that I think even matter, would Alabama have won at Penn State? That's the question I have. Would they have been able to beat Michigan at home? Yeah, I think there's a reasonable chance Alabama might be in good shape with that schedule. However, they did lose to they had a number of close games that might call that into question. But it doesn't really matter. That's what you get. And the great part about all of this is in 2 years, none of it will matter. You will be able to go to the 12-team playoff with a 9-3 record or an 8-4 record. Let's check in with Jack, who is up next. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you.
Hey, I love this hire for Hugh Freeze. I'm just glad it wasn't Kiffin. He bounces around too much. I remember back when Chizik came, and everybody said we're going to be Alabama's little brother. And in 53 years, we finally won another national championship. So I'm really on this hire. and can't wait to see him.
Thank you very much. Glad you like it. Good stuff. Let's check in with Grant in South Carolina. What is this call going to be about? I can only imagine.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to kind of see your opinion on the juxtaposition between, you know, being Shane Beamer coming into South Carolina, not really having that pedigree, X's and O's, you know, kind of resume, and then being, from my estimation, through garnet-colored glasses, a cultural, really good fit. So, you know, what weighs more? Yeah, is that more important?
Grant, as important as the Tennessee win was, I think the Clemson win was 1,000 times more important. And,
well, I'm still flying high on that one. I'm happy.
I have sensed that the end was near for Dabo's dominance, and it's now been confirmed. And that goes so far in that state and really in this part of the world. And it's incalculable how valuable it was from a recruiting standpoint and a perception standpoint. And
well, I think even Coach himself said we had a few recruits that were mutually, you know, recruiting that were there at the game.
Absolutely.
So that certainly goes
far. I don't know. Now, again, I'm not, I don't know when a program has had a better 2 weeks than what Shane Beamer has done. Saturday to Saturday, that's as good as I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I look through garnet-colored glasses, so I have a hard time being unbiased. But it's been a fun 2 weeks.
In honor of Shane, I'm dressed in garnet right now.
Right on. Thank you, Paul.
Can you imagine wearing the Clemson colors?
I wouldn't
love it. I'm not sure a queasy stomach could handle that. Again, this has been coming for a while. The Dabo program, I mean, they still win a lot of games. They have a top flight program, but they're not elite anymore. And that's going to be hard for the Clemson fans to deal with. They're still playing for the ACC championship game on Saturday night.
Good luck with that.
Clemson and North Carolina both lost last weekend to their bitter rivals. And I'm looking for two tickets. What do you think I would pay for that game?
About
$10. $10? I'm going to get a better deal than that. I'm sorry. We'll take a short break. We are coming right back.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
I did this look up, looked this up earlier because Hugh Freeze's record at Ole Miss is a little bit deceiving. And I say that for this reason. If you go to the official records, Hugh Freeze's record there is 12-25. And you go, hold on a second. That could not be true. What that includes are the 27 wins that the 27 games that you you strike out there. So it's a little bit, those are vacated wins. He was overall 56-42 in 10. That's overall in his career. Now, Ole Miss obviously is a little different situation. Yeah, I looked up his SEC record because I think that's really the only record that matters, quite frankly. You can't pad the SEC. And this is including a game against Vanderbilt every year at Ole Miss. He was 19-21. I think he had a losing record against SEC West teams. Not that any of that matters, by the way. Legend is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, my brother.
Legend.
The paid late and save program. No one got him a coach, either. Woo! Hide the credit cards. Paul wants to know one thing. Does he get a Yellowwood credit card along with that contract? You got any information on that?
Something tells me he gets all the Yellowwood he needs for Christmas wood burning.
Oh, man, he's going to get the Woody credit card. He's going to be all right. He's going to be all right. I want to tell you something, Paul, that I know. I want to tell you something I know from being in prison for 20 years. I had a leading psychologist tell me one time that you can rehabilitate a killer. You can rehabilitate a thief, but one thing you can't rehabilitate is a freak. There's no hope for a freak, Paul. Once a freak, always a freak. Now, let me tell you something. You can be a man of faith and be a freak. Jim Baker, Jimmy Swagger, Jim from Tuscaloosa, all these men of faith that are true freaks. I want to tell you something. This could turn out to be a bad move for Auburn if it blows up in their face now. I'll tell you something, rehabilitate everybody but a freak, Paul. You can't rehabilitate a freak. You can't rehabilitate a freak. They'll tell you anything, Paul. Yeah, I'm sorry. And be on bigbooty.com at 12 o'clock that night, Paul. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. You can't rehabilitate a freak. I believe in second chances. God knows I've had 15 chances. So I believe in second chances. But I'm telling you, you can't rehabilitate a freak. You can't do it, Paul. You just can't do it. You better hide the Yellowwood credit card paid late and stay program. Hide the Woody card. Hide the Woody card. Hide it now. Because you just proved that you do anything to win. Nothing else matters, Auburn. Welcome to the 21st century. Anything to do to win, you're going to do it. Now, Paul, let's talk about Alabama a minute, all right?
All right.
All right, let me tell you this, Paul. We don't belong in the playoffs, but if we get in it, I damn sure accept it. Let me tell you this right here, Paul. The fat lady is in the building. That big heifer is humming. Yeah. Got that Georgia jersey on. Got that J.K. banner around her head with that fake gold all down her chest. You know, big slob woman. She's humming. But that fat heifer ain't sang yet, Paul. That fat heifer ain't sang yet. We still alive somehow. And let me say this right here. We are the only damn team in the nation that can beat the Georgia Bulldogs. The only team, Paul. USC ain't going to do it. Can you imagine a Georgia-TCU final? I'd rather watch The Bachelor in Paradise. How friggin' boring is it going to be if Alabama don't make the playoffs? Who's going to watch TCU in Michigan? Come on, folks watching Andy Griffith before they watch that garbage. Are you listening, playoff committee? Without us, there ain't no flair, baby. There ain't no fireworks without us. There ain't no hate without the great, the king of the college football world, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Paul, you know we don't get in as boring as hell. Do you agree with that or not?
I'm not going if Alabama doesn't get in.
Hell no, you ain't going, and I ain't watching. The only way I watch that crap is if I got a bet on it. And that's why Georgia fans like Darryl on here talking about, oh, they Alabama don't belong in there. They got two losses. They don't belong in there. They out of playoffs. You know why? You don't want to see us, Darryl. You don't want to see us. Because deep down in that heart of yours, Darryl, that little pony-ass little poodle heart of yours, you know I'm still your daddy. One win in 10 years don't mean nothing. And you know I'm the one damn team in this nation that can beat that dog ass. Now, if you don't want to let Alabama in, crown them. Go ahead, crown them. But we know what you are. You the team at the end of the day that don't want to see your daddy in the playoffs. And that's why you campaigning to keep us out and all that. Congratulations, Auburn.
You can't heal a freak, Paul. You can't rehabilitate a freak. Look at Jim from Tuscaloosa. He'll be calling again. That's a freak. You can't rehabilitate a freak. Congratulations, paid lady saved. Fat lady, sit your big ass down. You ain't sang yet. Elvis has left the building.
Again, I realize some of you are going like, what's he talking about? We'll talk about it more as we begin the final hour, but the news broke early in our program that Hugh Freeze will be the next Auburn head football coach. The school has not confirmed that. We expect that announcement soon, but the long courtship for Brian Harsin's replacement, fired a month ago today, is over, and Hugh Freeze will take over and be introduced soon. We'll take a break here. We've got a lot more to go on a Monday night.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.